Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. We'll continue the story of Holy Week in a bit. But first, 2 weeks ago, when my family was on spring break, we were visiting my brother and his family. They moved to Hawaii last summer, so it had been about 9 months since we had seen them in person. They have two kids, so for a week we had the joyful chaos of four cousins ranging from 2 to 8 years old playing and laughing and having really fun family time. On our last day, we shared one final meal together. We have no idea when we'll see them next, so I made it my intention to really enjoy the time. I watched the two older ones work on the puzzles on the kids' menu like they were detectives trying to crack a big case. I laughed as my 3-year-old niece ran through every knock-knock joke she could think of, and I saw my son watching his cousins closely, learning what it might be like to be a big kid. I'm almost tearing up now as I tell you about it. It was such a special meal, and because I set my intentions ahead of time, I actually noticed and appreciated it. Can you think of a special experience you've had with your family or friends? It could be a meal or maybe a trip to the beach. Perhaps it was cooking together or taking a bike ride. Or maybe it was a special bedtime that started with stories and ended with snuggling until you fell asleep. When you think of one, share what the experience was and how it made you feel. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. That last dinner in Hawaii was really special to me, and it makes me think about another special meal that we remember and celebrate today, the Last Supper, when Jesus ate dinner with his disciples for the final time before he was arrested and gave up his life. His disciples didn't know what was coming, but Jesus did, and so he had set his intentions about how he wanted the night to go. This was his final chance to be with these friends that meant so much to him and who would take over responsibility for sharing the love of God with the world once he was gone. So he did two really meaningful things that night. First, he washed his disciples' feet. Yep, you heard that right. Jesus got down on his knees with a basin of water and a towel and washed their dirty feet. This was the job of a servant, usually thought of as the least important person in the room. But here was Jesus, the most important person of all time, doing this yucky job. And why did he do it? To show his followers, both his disciples then, as well as you and me today, that if he can do the job of a servant to show love for others and care for others, we should do it too. That doesn't mean you need to wash each other's feet at dinner tonight, though you can. Some people like to do that on Holy Thursday to remember Jesus, but it does mean we can keep our eyes and hearts open for ways we can care for those around us. The second really meaningful thing Jesus did was teach us how to celebrate what we call communion. That's when we have a little bread and wine or grape juice while thinking about all that Jesus has done for us. Remember on Tuesday when we asked the question why Jesus died and what it means for us? We talked about different ways to think about it, like how it shows God's love and is part of God's great rescue plan. Well, on this last night, Jesus didn't give them a bunch of ideas to think about. He had taught them plenty, and there would be lots of time to think deep thoughts later. Instead, he gave them and us a meal. Special time with the people we care about, full of good smells and tastes. And he told us that this wasn't just a one-time thing. He wants us to remember it and do it again as a way of remembering him. So, whether you celebrate communion at a place like church or you share a meal with special people, you can take a moment to sit back and recognize that every good thing we have in life is a gift from the God who loves us so much. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, We thank you for special meals and special people. When we're in meaningful moments, help us to slow down enough to recognize it. And may your generosity toward us inspire us to love others as you have loved us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a good Thursday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.